Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in the Quicken Loan Studios on CBS Sports Radio from New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. 855-212-4CBS is the number, 4227, 855 toll-free, 212-4227. We want to hear from you. 6358 Duke, a minute 40 left. Syracuse trying to go to the hole. They still got the ball. They can never take a good shot. Have you ever seen anything like these shots they take? Now they're down to four on the shot clock, and watch them butcher this. They just don't take good shots. Syracuse is in the double bonus, right? And Duke's not even in the bonus. That's how good Syracuse has played defense. They call a timeout here. All right, so it's the best time of the year. Chaos in the tourney every single step of the way. Baseball starting regular season next week on Thursday. Hockey and hoop playoffs right around the corner doing push-ups. Regional finals this weekend. NHL NBA picks every day. Same with daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com kills it. Mafia, I'm having a big night tonight in the tourney games.
You are. The way those games ended up in the beginning helped you out majorly. The backdoor cover by Clemson. The Villanova cover late.
Yeah, all good. I need this game here to end. I need Duke and Syracuse just to end as it is. I just need the clock to run out as is, and I'll be very happy.
The other game as well.
Same thing here, Mafia. I need that game as well to finish and end as is.
And I'm not sure what they did in the second half, but Tech's bench had over half their points in the first half.
Yeah, they've looked decent against Purdue for sure. They're giving Purdue all they can handle. Do you think that Purdue's no Haas is catching up with them finally with Harms playing instead? I just want to show you the big 7-footer Harms, what he's done in this game. No, 2 for 5 from the floor, 3 rebounds and 2 block shots, 4 points. The Edwards guys, you got in terms of for Purdue. Carson Edwards he's averaging, I think, 18 points a game. He's got in this game, he's got 18. And then the other Edwards, Vince Edwards, he's averaging 14 on the season. He's got 10 in the game. But for the Red Raiders, they've had, believe it or not, yeah, it's crazy. Their bench gave them a lot. You get double figures from Smith off the bench. Stevenson has 9. Moretti gave them 5, but Purdue's inching closer. It's 54-48. Tech up on Purdue. 8 minutes exactly left. And then the other game, a minute and a half left, 63-58 Duke. Syracuse ball, a shot clock down to 4. They got to get a shot off right now. That's all there is to it. Got to get the ball in, got to get up, get a shot off. And they do, and it falls. You got to love it, Mafia. We got a game now. It's a 3-point game.
It's going down to the wire.
Carver High getting all kinds of excited.
Very excited.
You could tell.
I can't stand both these teams, so.
You hate everybody.
Pretty much. Only one team I root for tonight. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders.
All kinds of problems for them. Only up 5 now.
Duke's got to get good possessions and not just jack up 3s here and get complacent late in the game. Otherwise, they're going to let Syracuse come back.
A minute left there in the Duke game. Oh, God. Every time they drive and they hit, I want to hurl. I wonder, and what do we got here? An injury? Did he land on his foot? Or there's no foul or anything, just a timeout, right?
Yeah, Duke called the timeout.
There you go. I got to see this kid land. Oh, God. Brissett landed on his foot. He's done. Get him out. All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Tony in the Motor City, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Give me the pills, Skipper.
Oh, shake it.
Hey, Scotty, last time we talked about how much I hated our boy Shepherd's Pie and how he called you Mr. Pro and all that, but now I got new hatred. The local affiliates here in Detroit, and I know they got to give us the nonsense, but they're predicting that my garbage Tigers are going to get 70 to 75 wins. Please tell me that it's nowhere near that. It's in the 50s. You know I'm right. They're
so,
garbage.
So, you know, I thought the story this week about Miggy saying that he didn't know anyone's name on the team, so he just calls everybody bro, was great. He's like, what's up, bro? He just said, I don't know anyone's name, so I just go around, hey, man, what's up, dude? What's going on, bro? How you feeling, brother? Hey, what's gigging, man? Hey, what's shaking? How you doing? Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry. I'm stepping on you, Scotty. I just one question. They're saying that our run makes us a success. Our run didn't include anything. We got walked on in two World Series
right.
for 10 years. We got destroyed. It's nothing to hang your hat on. You guys live in Gotham. Can you imagine what it's like for us when we won in 1984, and that's all we talk about? You guys bring it down every other year. It's demanded that that team has to make the playoffs and do something. With us, nonsense. With our toupee-wearing owner, now, there's no way that this team's going to do anything. They hired Ron Gartenhire when they should have hired Osmus, and they hired Osmus when they should have hired Gartenhire. It's garbage. This is a garbage product. Garbage in, garbage out. If I go there, I'm sneaking in whiskey, and I'm sneaking in the pills, and I'm just going to get the left field. I love you, Scotty. When you were on Sirius, you let me ask Van Slyke questions about Gene Lamont's halitosis, and I'll be the best for it. Scotty, when you're not on the radio, it's a horrible night of work. I can't stand the Olympics. I can't stand the March Madness because I don't get the full 4 or 3 hours that I get when I'm working with you, Scotty. I love you and the crew. Keep up the good work.
You know what's great about that guy is that he now can listen to us on Sirius and not have to worry about preemptions anymore.
Man, if you weren't
Sirius like on a tear there.
You are not excited for Tiger baseball now. I don't know what's going to get you going.
10-14 in the spring, the Tigers.
I mean, give them the pill on Thursday. Let's go.
Have you seen some of these teams? The Texas Rangers were 7-20 in the spring. The Pirates 9-17. The Phillies 10-16. I'm just like going through the. They're horrid. Right.
Down three, you got to play good D here.
Looking at some of these, Reds were 10-15. Nationals 11-14. So down to 20 seconds and a whistle now. Duke up three. Angels 12-16. And Ohtani's been a disaster. That's about it for bad record teams in the spring, as if it matters. None of that equates to anything when they start playing next Thursday. Get inside, big fella. Go up. Purdue, what a great play there to keep the ball down five, under 5 minutes to go. Now here's your guy that he's got the rope around your neck, Grayson Allen, hitting free throws. He's not missing a free throw. Notice he missed all those threes, but he's hitting shots now. You were right, Mafia. Once he stepped in over the line, he started hitting everything, and he's going to be the death of them. Right? Boom. 67-62. They're up five with 20 seconds left. So I got to give Syracuse credit. They gave him everything they could. How did he tip that in? Did you see that? It's still a three-point game. Now you foul him right now, but the same guy you foul that makes all the free throws. He's still in. Do you see him talking smack with the Syracuse bench? He could never just go through a game without being a problem, Grayson Allen. You know what'll happen to that dude if he tries out for the NBA? Someone will break his neck. They're not going to put up with his cocky Durham hotshot, smart-ass mouth in the NBA. Someone will break his jaw. You know I'm right, too. They'll kill him. And then they always try that PR BS where he's such a good kid, we just don't understand him. He missed the free throw. They have a chance to tie it here. So they fouled him. That's a great job of coaching right there. Foul him. Don't give him a three.
Which is what we thought Kansas State was going to do last night, right?
Right.
And what Boeheim did to Michigan State twice at that end of the game last time. So now they're using it against himself.
So what do you do here? You make both free throws and you foul him, right, again?
Yeah, absolutely, especially since he just missed the one.
But they got to keep it away from him. Oh, God, he missed the free throw. Money time. You can't make a free throw. You deserve to lose. You just lost the game right there.
Deserve it.
You just deserve to lose. You can't make a free throw at the end of the game. And this isn't the first one that they bricked on either. You know, I mean, come on. He makes the second one but misses the first. The game's over. Nice job, idiot face. My God. I mean, these guys, it is unbelievable, these free throws that just destroy you. Pretty boy, yourself destroyer. So they're going to send Duke back to the line. Mafia, we're looking at a double cover here with Duke winning and Syracuse getting 11.5.
Cover.
My website is rocking tonight, Mafia. No one can do anything about it. All I'm doing is making people fat stacks. I love it. What would you do if this kid missed the front end here? How about Syracuse makes a three to win the game if the kid misses the free throw?
I need this guy to make one.
What are they looking at?
Checking time on the foul call.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to dispute, right?
No, they're just seeing how much was left when he got hacked.
Do you think the kid misses this? Or how about he makes one, misses the other, and Syracuse ties it?
I need each team to score one more point.
With a three.
No, I just need this guy to go 1 for 2, and then I want him to foul again, and I'll tell you what I got working later.
What do you got, a total working?
I got something going on.
You got a Duke and a over rocking? I have no idea. It's a guess until you drop.
These are his first free throws tonight.
He missed. Oh, no, he made it.
All right, I need him to miss this.
He makes it. It's game over, right?
Yeah.
Not really. There's still six left. They could go down with three and foul them.
I'm in a grid pool, and I have the same numbers for all 63 games.
Oh,
in the tournament. And I have favorite eight.
Doesn't he made them both.
I have favorite eight underdog six in every game. So
what are they doing? They got to get up the court and shoot. Shoot it. He missed. That's it. Game over. Duke by four. They Syracuse covered the 11.5. I hit both sides of that
cover,
bet, too, Mafia.
Cover.
Both sides of the Villanova bet, Mafia.
Cover.
Clemson backdoor cover, Mafia.
Cover.
I'm sorry. I suck so bad at hitting every bet tonight. There you go. Duke moves on as usual again, and Syracuse goes home. But they gave him a hell of a game. Better than that 16-point blowout loss at Cameron Indoor. 855-212. 4227 to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. All right, so are you seeing the end of this game? I mean, Texas Tech is just killing Purdue.
Isn't it great?
This is a done deal. It is great.
Isn't it great?
It is.
I mean, I'm loving every second of it.
I'm looking at Mafia. What am I doing tonight? The damage report. What is the damage report on my website?
You're going to be 7-1 if this game rolls out the way it is right now as far as the college hoops. You had a big night in the NBA as well again. It's looking well.
Well is a nice way of saying I made people a ton of money. I mean, it is unbelievable. 7 out of 8 bets tonight hit. I mean,
11-5 in the NBA before we figure out what's going on in these last two games.
I mean, I've had some incredible nights in the NBA lately, I got to tell you. I think one night this week I went 15-3 or something like that.
No, you were 11-1 the other night, actually.
11-1 in one of the nights?
Last night.
Oh, last night, 11-1 in the NBA. Sorry, I sucked so bad that I got that one game wrong. 72-57. Is there a mercy whistle? I mean, it is over. Oh, he shoved off and he no call. And they give him the basket. Did you see him shove off on that jumper? Shove the guy in the neck. Purdue's going to try to foul their way back into this game. Good luck with that. You know, I got to tell you, this is a good team, man. They mean business. Texas Tech is no joke. So,
and Purdue, of course, once again, since I believe, let me just double check so I don't say the wrong thing. Since 1994, they've only been to the Elite Eight once.
Who? Purdue?
Purdue. One time in the Elite Eight.
Well, you and I have had this conversation a number of times that it's only a matter of time before they lose.
I love having it. It's
right?
Either the second game or occasionally they'll get to the second weekend and lose in the Sweet 16.
But don't you think their season ended when Haas went down? Seriously.
They would have lost anyway.
I don't know. Do you think Texas Tech can dance with Villanova?
Should be fun. I think Villanova's too strong.
Yeah, they're a little different beast altogether for them, don't you think? I love these kids jacking 40-footers.
I think
it's just unbelievable.
Villanova right now is my my pick to win it.
To win it all?
Yes.
I mean, they're playing some serious basketball
right
now.
The way they came back.
And West Virginia gave them everything they could handle, and they still did it.
Still won comfortably.
By 12. They just work you down to the bone eventually. Oh, and man, are they just manhandling Purdue's press. Look at them just fouling them to death. It doesn't matter. Oh, your boy for Texas Tech looks like he just broke his finger. There's all kinds of fingers getting snapped into place, Mavi. I could use some of that right now. Mavi said he's willing to break my finger back into place tonight on the way home in the car.
Yes, I am.
He said, I'm not allowed to drink whiskey when he breaks the finger, but he will pour whiskey on it after he breaks it.
No, I said I was going to take a few shots before I did it.
Oh, see, I knew it was something to do with somebody drinking whiskey, but it wasn't me. Man, 76-59. What a pounding. They are just getting whacked. They're about to get beat by 20. So there you go. I just love that Syracuse cover. And you know what's even better is that they're gone for me. Not only, how great is that? Not only do I get to wave them back to the Syracuse, go home, Jim, but thanks for the 11.5 cover. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Have a nice off season. When are you retiring again? Never? There you go.
Mafia. Really, a disloyal person. And a few other things I could add, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. I know you have a lot of nice things to say about me. Jim Boeheim there talking bad about Pharrell after the game, that I'm a disloyal person. Horrible human being. Anyway, so you don't think, Mafia, you didn't tell me whether or not you thought Texas Tech could give Nova a game. And who you like in Kansas and Duke?
Tech can give Nova a game. They'll make it tight. I mean, we've seen how they could just take out a seed that was very high, a team that was supposed to be better than them, bigger than them, and just, you know, work their magic, whatever they need to do. You saw in the first half the bench was just taking over and scoring more than half their points. You know, they're very deep. So they can give them a game. I think Nova's still going to win it. And Duke and Kansas, I just like Duke. Right now they're just – they know how to play. I mean, even when Grayson Allen can't shoot the ball to save his life tonight, they still end up winning the game because they've got so much depth, even though they got a lot of young kids. They're very talented. They know how to pick apart a defense here and there and find out the guy that could really go after it and get, you know, in the mix and get them the points like Bagley did tonight with 22. Krzyzewski just knows what he's doing, and Kansas always chokes in the end.
Do you think Carver High that Kansas has a shot against Duke?
Shot? Sure they have a shot. They're practically playing another home game. You know, right down the
it's
road.
It's always important that
right
they get
down,
all their games
right
within
down
an
the
hour.
Road. A little 3-hour drive up to Omaha for the Jayhawks.
Just bring, you know, just within a ring of 3 hours, it'd be you know, so they don't have to travel too far.
Always,
with the
we never
price of gas
we never
in
want
Kansas.
Them to extend themselves and yeah. have to go too far out of the Midwest.
Why
when they,
shouldn't have to even get on an airplane?
Right,
just drive.
Right. Well, I'm sure they took the bus up there.
There's a convoy right down there.
Look, I think it's going to be one of these classic games. I think it'll be everything that you want it to be. For all the craziness in this tournament, we've had the crazy upsets and the one side of the bracket, you know, that's playing tomorrow, that's going to have Loyola Chicago and Kansas State and all these teams. But
right.
then Sunday, what I'm guessing is going to be the second game, the 5:15, 5:30
right.
game, you're going to get a classic blue blood game, Duke, Kansas. That should be a lot of fun.
So there you go. There's your Elite Eight. Kansas against Duke, Nova against Texas Tech, Florida State against Michigan, K-State against Loyola. Those games are tomorrow. And then Sunday, Nova, Texas Tech, and Kansas Duke.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So the Warriors, if this is accurate, are up only 4 the last time I checked. Now it's 6. They're up 6 on the Hawks. In Oracle, with 3.5 minutes left in the game. And then, Mafia, the big story there is you're telling me that Steph Curry was limping to the locker room, suffered a left knee strain, and is done for the night.
Yes, first came back, not even making it all the way through. His boy came down on his leg and caused the strain. At first, people thought it was the ankle after he came back from the ankle injury wearing low tops, but apparently it's a knee strain.
And then Nick Young is doing better after returning to the game following his knee getting banged up a bit. And but how about the Hawks giving them a game tonight? Because, like, as usual, like, all their guys are injured, right? So they've got this makeshift lineup going.
They're on cruise control.
They have patchouli oil, Bell, Nick Young, McCaw, West, Looney, Iggy, McGee, Cook has 13, and then Sean Livingston.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to just get through the next 3 weeks without any more injuries, and unfortunately they couldn't even do that tonight.
Right now it's 101-88, so they're going to finish him off with a minute 45 left. They'll win the game at the very least. That's all they want to do, right? Do you think their injuries are going to become a problem and catch up to him? I mean, everybody's injured. Curry, Thompson, KD, Green's been injured.
I wouldn't play any of them for the next 3 weeks. I wouldn't play any of them until the playoffs start. I'd sit them all out.
Just get them right.
Sit them all out. Who cares? If the tanking teams can do it, why can't they do it? Why can't they rest their entire team for the next 3 weeks? Do they really care? If they have home court advantage over, I mean, they're not going to catch the Rockets for home court now anyway, right? Aren't the Rockets like 4 or 5 games up on them for home court? They're not making that up anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so in terms of catching them. It's
do they really care who they play in the
first
round?
They're 4.5 games up.
Do they care who they play in the first round, the Warriors? Is it going to make it a big deal?
I think it'd be 4 games up after they win tonight, right? It doesn't matter. If they played tomorrow, they'd play, believe it or not, the T-Wolves, which they'll beat them no matter what.
They'll beat whoever they play. I'd sit them all out. I'd just get everybody ready.
How about the Celtics going into Portland tonight with their makeshift lineup and winning? Speaking of makeshifts, we'll put anyone in just to play. We got to play the game, so we'll put anyone in there. Did you see they beat the Red Hot Blazers? Mm-hmm. Weren't we just talking to A. Sherrod last night about how are they going to win that game in Portland? They're so tough. But they got it done, 105-100. Marcus Morris went off for 30 and the Celtic win. Huge win, 25-10 on the road. That was a big win for them. Spurs, 124-120 in overtime over the Jazz. That's six in a row for the Spurs. What was the deal with Tony Parker today talking about Kawhi saying my injury was 100 times worse than his?
He's saying he had the same injury and it was 100 times worse, and he rehabbed and got back, and basically
you, did you see him slamming?
You know, like backhanded slamming him, yeah.
Really?
He said mine was 100 times worse than his, so I don't know what the problem is.
What is going on down there?
Sounds like they're sick and tired of him. The prima donna, apparently. Maybe, I mean, when you see guys start doing interviews and saying stuff like that, doesn't that, like, and then you heard Ginobili's like.
And that's not just anybody doing an interview. That's a guy that holds juice down there.
Parker.
Like, Parker holds juice down there.
And Ginobili.
Like, those guys have won titles. Like, if those guys are going to say stuff like that, there's a problem. I'm sorry. That's just.
Thunder beat the Heat 105-99. Westbrook falls short by two dimes of the triple-double, 29-13-8. James Johnson, 23 in the loss for the Heat. The Bucks by 13 over the Bulls in Chicago. Shabazz Muhammad had 21, 5-3 for the Bucks. The Raptors had to work to beat the Nets. Kyle Lowry had a triple-double, 25, 10, and 12 for Toronto, 116-112 over the Nets. The T-Wolves joked around with the Knicks. They beat them by four. Cat Towns had 24, 13, and three dimes. Cavs blow out the Suns, 120-95. LeBron, 27, six boards, nine dimes. Nuggets over the Wizards tonight in D.C., 108-100. Jokic, 25 points. Beal, 24 in the loss for the Wizards at home. Pacers beat the Clippers by five. Bogdanovich had 28 for Indy. Lou Williams, 27 and 10 dimes for the Clippers. And then let's see if I can get a final now on that game at Oracle. Checking in 106-94. So they beat them by 12. I'm pretty sure. What was that number? Was it 14? And was it 12 and a half or 14? Let me see what it is. Very important here. Very important for, you know, strictly gambling purposes. That last game. Oh, it was only 9.5. I laid that and covered. I covered on that one too, Mafia. I went crazy again tonight in the NBA. I know that much. 855-212-4227. We've yet to get into the hockey from tonight. Canadians 3-0 over to Sabres. And there you go. They win in Buffalo. The Devils on a Taylor Hall breakaway goal in overtime in Pittsburgh beats the Penguins. They're 3-0-0 against Pittsburgh this year. Blues over the Canucks, 4-1. Jets beat the Ducks in overtime without Patrick Laine. And then the Bruins win in Dallas. I went I hit that Bruins, I hit the Blues, and the Canadians and got burned on that Devils game. 12 games on Saturday in the NHL. The big one everyone's talking about, Golden Knights and Avs in Colorado with the Pepsi can, Carver High. Do you like the Avs' chances there against the Knights? Didn't Fleury stay behind?
Yes.
Not go with the team, but I saw him get interviewed. He seemed like he was all right.
Possible playoff preview, as if it ended today, those two would meet.
Is that right?
In the first round, so interested to see how the Avalanche stack up with the Knights tomorrow. I believe that's an afternoon face-off, right?
3 East, 4 East is Sharks, Flames, and San Jose.
Flames are finished.
Everything else is at nighttime. Some of the games, you got Detroit at Toronto, Caps at Canadians, Canes at Senators, Coyotes at Panthers. Florida's been hot until Columbus cooled them off. Columbus has the Blues at home, Islanders at the Barclays against the Blackhawks, Lightning and Devils in Jersey at The Rock. Predators, Wild, and Mini, and the Kings and Oilers in Edmonton for Alberta. So there you go. I did want to see the NBA primetime game for Saturday night. There's usually... Oh, they may not have one, right, because of the NCAAs? Do they try to avoid all that? No, they do have a game. I'm looking for a primetime game. There's nothing in primetime. They don't show when the NCAAs are going on. NBA TV is the best you can do for Pelicans Rockets, which is a great game at the Toyota Center. And then the Lakers play in Memphis, Hornets at Mavs, Suns at Magic, Bulls at Pistons, and the T-Wolves at the Sixers. And that Sixers game, I saw it before. They were laying 7.5 the first time I saw it, Mafia. Now it looks like it's 1. Boy, that number changed. I could have sworn I saw that thing at a different number. Minnesota at Philly. Oh, well. Well, that changes things dramatically, doesn't it? I think it does. Anyway, did you see this story about Mad Bum? Madison Bumgarner of the San Francisco Giants. Tell him what happened, Carver High. He had a bad day.
Yeah, he had a comebacker. Come back and he fractured his hand, I believe. And a ball come back up the middle. So Mad Bum will be out for a while. They said it's going to be like 6 weeks before they even take the screws out. So
he's out for 4 to 6 weeks at least.
I mean, that's
a broken hand.
That's before he could even. That's before they even take him out, and he could start to even throw
rehab.
So you're looking at months.
Yeah, he has to. He has to wear the cast for 6 weeks, doesn't he? Broke his hand.
That's
what I did.
Now,
I broke mine. I had to wear it for 6 weeks.
Last year, he had the motorcycle incident, right, or the moped incident,
right,
whatever it was. And what happened when he got injured last year for them? They went.
It ruined them.
They went completely in the tank. Like, their season was done. So here they are this year. They think they're coming back with a healthy Mad Bum. They pick up Longoria. They pick up McCutcheon. They have a couple
of
guys. Is
Samardzija still on that team?
Well, Samardzija also.
He got hurt.
Hurt today. So now here they are a week before the season. They think they got a little juice. They picked up a couple, you know, guys, some veterans who have done big things in the past. Reverse last year when they were terrible, and right out of the gate, boom, Mad Bum, done, months.
So it was a line drive off of his
hand.
That's what it was. It was a line drive off of his hand that broke his hand. Do you think it's going to ruin their season?
Yes.
Right from the jump.
It ruined him last year.
So they can't recover from this. And when he comes back and... you would think sometime late May?
He says he hopes to be back before the All-Star break.
And when is that exactly?
Why? I don't think he's going to be back in May. If it's 4 to 6 weeks before they even take the screws out, and then he's got to go throw, he's basically doing spring training over.
Yeah, how can he go throw when he's got a hand coming out of a cast and screws getting taken out
of
his hand?
He can't throw till he gets the thing off.
And then he has to do all kinds of, like, therapy with it. Like, reflex therapy and everything?
He won't pitch till minimum middle of June.
Can you believe they got McCutcheon and they got Longoria and then this happens?
They got to find a way. Maybe they'll have, you know,
because they thought they had
the
a great
like
team
last year.
Like, they thought they had it all figured out this year, didn't they?
And, look, Samardzija getting hurt at the start of the year hurts him, too, because now you got to pitch. Who's pitch? I know Samardzija stinks. We've talked about that.
Right, like, they just throw him out there to eat innings, but he stinks, too.
But who's eating those innings now if he's not going to be in there either?
They don't have anybody.
That's what's going to – you're talking two slots in your rotation when the season starts, right out of the gate.
What a headache.
That's terrible.
I mean, that's just a giant headache for them. John in Maine, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, I want to talk about the Celtics, how they got this win tonight. The biggest reason, I think, is because of Brad Stevens. And I think these last two wins against OKC and the Blazers tonight should definitely put him back in the conversation for Coach of the Year, with all the things that he's had to deal with this year with the Celtics and the injuries. There's a couple things that stand out to me as a Celtics fan. Terry Rozier was one of the better players coming off the bench throughout the season, and now in the starting role, I think he earned it, and Brad Stevens sees the confidence that he's playing with right now, and he's definitely standing out as a player he can rely on going forward. And Shane Larkin is a very good complimentary player, and he had a very good fourth quarter tonight. It was huge and a big reason why they got the win. So he's putting his players in the best position to win.
Well, and obviously they had to play these guys every single night because, you know, Kyrie's out and Smart's out. And so Rozier and Larkin are getting all those minutes. They both had 34 minutes tonight, and they both had, you know, productive nights for the most part. Rozier had 16. He hit a couple of big threes. Larkin hit a big three. He had 9. He also had 7 dimes in the game. Rozier gave you 16, 5, and 2 with a steal. Huge win for them. Morris with the big night. Tatum and Horford also in double figures.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.